74. The only change is from within, your opportunity to evolve beyond. And at the beginning of the article, there are links to Neil's Life on a Podcast that I recently had the opportunity to speak on, a video of how we're developing the visualization of the Neil's Life land, and a link to our new Neil's Life Community Home WhatsApp chat. Earlier this week, I attended the Change Now conference in Paris. The conference website states, "We accelerate the transition to a sustainable world. We lead and amplify concrete actions that inspire and change norms, companies, and individuals. Step into a sustainable world, the largest event of solutions for the planet." It was a three-day conference, but 24 hours after touching down, I was back in Lisbon. The conference was a full-on display why the world is not improving. None of the many incredible solutions will solve the problem of hunger, poverty, climate change, eco-destruction, or anything else, because none of them address the root cause of the problem we find ourselves in, our way of being. Here's a 60 seconds video of me at the conference explaining. The conference was heartless and many speakers inauthentic. The opening statements could not have been less inspiring. From the feel, it could as well have been a banking conference. What's the problem? The world we live in is a direct reflection of who we are being as a civilization of 8 billion people. If I want to change the world so that I look better, become richer, or more important, I will not make a positive impact. Neither if my solutions are focused on an external, outside of me solutions, no matter how brilliant or well-intended. When I create from ego or fear, what I create will be ego-driven and fear-driven, and thereby amplify the problem, not solve it. What needs to precede any desire to change something is the desire to change oneself first. Whatever I am doing is a function of who I am being. The reason the world is not improving, despite the millions of people trying to solve its problems and the trillions of dollars that are poured into the supposed solutions, is simply because none are addressing the root cause, our separate sense of self. As long as I believe my life is about me and I need to have more money, power, or control to be safe or feel good, whatever I create will create more of the same. Social media is a beautiful example. It was meant to make the world more connected, but it really has created more silos, polarization, and separation. Not because there is anything wrong with the technology, but because technology simply amplifies who we are being. AI will be the biggest amplifier of this, and it will crush us if we don't wake up from the illusion of being separate. What is the solution? My primary job as a human is to evolve. This is the very purpose of life. If I am not evolving, I'm wasting my life, because that is what I came here to do. After I exit the body, I am in stasis again, and hence the opportunity to evolve is lost. As a collective, we are meant to evolve from feeling separate from each other, and therefore fighting and competing our way through life, to remembering that we are individual expressions of one universal consciousness that simply uses the human life to experience itself and evolve. We are this consciousness, and we are playing with ourselves the human game of life. How? By having forgotten who we truly are. And the job we came here to do is to wake up from the dream of separation and to remember who we are really, thereby returning to a state of pure love for life, the world, each other, and most importantly, ourselves. Because we are one. This return to love and oneness is what we are all secretly yearning, yet what is for our separate minds so very difficult to understand. The moment we remember and therefore act from a place of individually expressed oneness again, poverty, hunger, wars, and the destruction of nature will all end at once, because we understand that really we are one single organism of consciousness hurting itself. No one in their right mind would hurt himself, yet this is what we're doing. That is, until we wake up from the illusion. How can we do it? Neil's Life is the vehicle I'm building to create a place for this new way of being, helping us to remember and experience again who we always were. We have just forgotten. A life in harmony, peace, and love we are all yearning for can be created right now. All it takes is that I let go of my idea of being separate self. I woke up from the illusion. I do this by living from the heart rather than the fear-driven mind. Yes, Vincent has a separate body, mind and personality, but the consciousness that is experiencing itself through this avatar called Vincent is the same as yours, and it is eternal. I was never born, and I will never die. Only Vincent was born, and Vincent will die, but not the consciousness that looks through his eyes. It's the same consciousness that looks through yours, and hence when I heard you or only think of myself, it is simply the unevolved me who has forgotten that we are of the very same consciousness, that we are the same. I am building Neo's life to help us in the process of remembering our true nature, allowing us to create heaven on earth again, completing the human journey we came for, to remember who we truly are, consciousness, or God, as some call it. How can you help? By waking up yourself. April 10 to 14, we are inviting 8 potential investors for a life-changing experience where they will remember who they truly are beyond their bodies, minds, and personalities. We are providing this sacred experience unconditionally of any monetary exchange. It is the most incredible and accelerating adventure there is. It is tasting eternity. It is an initiation into the best-kept secret of the universe, your truth. If this could be you, please fill out this form, and there's a link in the article. We are looking, and the link is ir.neoslife.com. We're looking forward to welcoming you home. We thank you for following this invitation. Beauty awaits you. With love, Vincent.